morning and welcome. What's on your mind coming up? The Common Sense Club coming up. The Common Sense Club, rather, coming up right here on AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 The Flag. I'm Scott Hinnon, along with Mark Scogerbo. Mark, of course, hosts the Common Sense Club. I'll host the What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken, and we'll be taking your calls. Going to focus a lot on the Farm Bill coming up today. Got a debate, actually, between the Heritage Foundation and the National Farmers Union. Roger Johnson, former Ag Commissioner in North Dakota, now the president of the National Farmers Union, facing off against some folks from the Heritage Foundation on the latest twist of the Farm Bill, and that is a separation of the nutrition programs from the actual farm programs passing in the House yesterday. The farm programs alone passing yesterday, which has Washington in hysterical mode. Obviously, a big story for us in this part of the world, given agriculture's impact. So we're going to spend a little time on that topic today on the program. Good morning, Mr. Mark. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good, except it's hard to hear all these nice Republicans being called. You know, they want to starve all the children in the land. Other than that, I'm pretty good.
You know, do you think that works? I really see that as petty, childish, sort of just predictable politics. I'm not sure that any of that works.
Even talking about the issues, the food program itself is so outrageously bloated. They were going to cut $20 billion over 10 years, you know, a zillion a year, instead of knock it down to four. And again, the secret here is bring it back home to the states, and you could save half the money right there. But you do need to separate it. It is apples and oranges. The problem is, the belief is politically, the Farm Bill won't pass at all without food stamps hanging on there.
Well, and, you know, I mean, here's where I think Republicans are really poor politically. To me, if you have Democrats defending a program that has doubled in size in the last 5 years, how many people you think out there have had their income double in 5 years, right? I mean, it's just defies logic to have this program grow to the rate that it has. And so what was suggested in the House version was a 3% reduction.
Yeah.
Basically saying, hey, let's get some reform in here. The 3% was going to come out of reform to a program that had doubled in size. Is it 5 years or 6 years? I forget the number of the amount of time.
Yeah, 6 years.
Yeah, so it is... Here's the frustrating thing for me politically is that isn't more obvious. I mean, if you argue against the 3% reduction in a program that has doubled in that short period of time, you are fiscally irresponsible. You are to blame for fiscal child abuse because of what's being done to future generations, in my view. And yet, politically, they're able to criticize Republicans for a 3% reduction. It's unthinkable.
You're right. The Republicans haven't sold it well, but it's really tough because the Republicans do not have a willing press to tell their story. There's a lot of Republicans that talk about the outrageous waste, the fraud, the enormous fraud, and the fact that so much of the food stamps, these cards are being used for drugs, and it's really become a black market, an alternative currency. But the bottom line is, if we care about people and want them to be fed, we could do it best locally and glue off of the waste.
I think, and quite honestly, what's happened with combining the two is both get bigger, right? So the Farm Bill now actually has $2 billion in cuts. You know, direct payments are gone. A lot of the things that people for years have complained about that we no longer can afford as a country have been put in. I mean, in other words, the ag community has taken its fair share of hits for the good of the country and the budget as part of this Farm Bill. So that's why I think they were able to pass this with Republican votes, because there is true reform in this. There are cuts in this. And there were not in the food stamp program. It was a runaway train. So I think it makes some sense. What will happen now is obviously you have the Senate version that has them combined, the House version that has them separate. They sit down and they try to work out the differences. They have to find something that will pass both houses. So who knows what the final outcome will be. It'll be interesting to see. John Hovind put on a statement. He didn't really say much, quite honestly, in his statement. But what he basically is saying is, okay, now, thank you, House, for passing this. Let's go to the conference committee and work out the differences between the two, not necessarily saying what he thinks ultimately ought to prevail.
And if they don't, it sounds as though the bill, the farm, a lot of the farm program just continues on as it is. But the funding for the food stamps must start in the House. So I'm seeing that we could literally see funding stop altogether for food stamps, and many of the provisions of the farm bill go on. That's something I'd like to get to the bottom of. What does it mean if they don't pass anything?
Well, what it means for the farm program is you go back to 1947 farm bill or something. So there is some urgency there.
The explosion of milk subsidies and some real strange things.
It reverts back to a really, and that's sort of the, and as I understand what they did pass was a plan that says this is farm policy, period. Unless we change it, unless we vote something different, get out of this, okay, here's the 5-year deal, because these, you know, they always run up against these deadlines, and that's, so that was the motivation to saying, hey, we got to do this for the farm bill because it's going to expire at the end of September, and then reverse back to 1947. There isn't that, that type of provision for the food stamps. And by the way, the Republicans haven't said they are not going to vote on food stamps. They're saying we'll do that. We're just doing it separately. So, you know, that's the
other
thing.
You're going to have quite a debate today, aren't you, on what's on your mind?
We are. National Farmers Union and the Heritage Foundation, although they may end up being both against parts of this. It'll just be different perspectives. We invited Senator Holman to join us. He's traveling, actually, because this is now the Senate's game. But I think politically it was being used as a blunt force instrument and to some success, unfortunately.
Democrats voted unanimously, and they are just really beating up on the heartless Republicans. And the thing is that we're turning our back on hungry children. My goodness, how absurd.
Yeah, and of course, they're just trying everything. First, it was pass a farm bill, right? And, you didn't pass a farm bill, so you don't care about farmers. When, in fact, the plan all along was to pass a farm bill just with some modest reforms to the food stamp program. Okay, well, a handful of Democrats only voted for that plan. So if they want to blame them, they blame themselves. But it was being used against Kevin Cramer in North Dakota as a failure. You can't get it done, even though Kevin voted for the final thing, pushed for it, the whole works. But I think by the House passing it, it removes any political blunt force instrument used against him. I mean, that would be one thing, regardless of what the ultimate outcome is.
But you were right. What this really is our federal government is outrageously wasteful, and it's child abuse of the next generation or two. You know, that's really what we're doing. We've got to get so aggressive about cutting this outrageous spending.
And, absolutely. Other big stories today. Nationally, the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case is big. I don't think I spent a half an hour since this thing started really paying any attention to this. Am I nuts?
Well, after I saw how badly he'd beaten up Zimmerman and all the blood and the pain, and I just said he defended himself. And, you know, I know I'm not on the jury, but
I'm with you. I knew enough at that point, right?
If Trayvon Martin was a Norwegian, we'd have never heard about this ever. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's awful. Yeah.
Did you hear about the Justice Department sending stooges down there to radicalize and to protest? Paid from the Justice Department down there in Florida, raising heck and acting as though they were just John Q. Public ranting and raving about racism. I mean, this is really reverse racism with an aggressive agenda.
It is. I mean, that's staggering to think that. That's nuts. That is absolutely nuts.
Imagine if Nixon would have done something as perverse as that.
I know. It really is. It's staggering. And now it looks as though, at least by all the legal experts' assessment, the prosecution has done a poor job. So they throw a long ball at the 11th hour and say, well, you know, how about a manslaughter charge? So this guy's constitutional rights are getting trampled too because the judge approved it. And now they can go after a lesser charge and sort of let the jury off the hook and the prosecution. Obviously, the admission that they weren't proving their case, that they wanted to throw that in as a possible penalty. But they got it from the judge, and it surprised a lot of folks. So anyway, that'll probably...
The best eyewitness saw Trayvon on top.
Yeah, in fact, they thought that was going to help the prosecution. She ended up hurting the prosecution. So anyway, it'll be all Trayvon all the time, probably through the weekend and into early next week as the jury is out. But
same time, we have a much more serious trial, much a million light years more serious going on in Texas about, again, Department of Justice meddling and calling this workplace violence. What's going on about that Muslim terrorist that shot all those people? At Fort Hood? Craziness.
Political correctness gone deadly in that one, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. Mark will be back to check sports bottom of the hour. See how the Twins are going to fare in New York. Give us your bold prediction coming up. Steve Baca joins me next. What's on your mind?
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
We hear a lot about the importance of sustainability. What defines sustainability and why is this important to you? Sustainable agriculture is an integrated system of plant and animal production practices that satisfies human food and fiber needs, enhances environmental quality and the natural resource base the agricultural economy depends on, and makes the most efficient use of on-farm resources. Consumer demand for sustainable products is at an all-time high, which has manufacturers looking to source ingredients that are sustainably produced. Since soy is used to make so many products, like food, feed, and fuel, sustainable soy is a hot commodity. Your efforts to produce sustainable soy will help protect your freedom to operate, increase soy sales among customers that demand sustainably sourced ingredients, and boost your bottom line.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Check those temps around the region. After a hot one yesterday, holy buckets! It felt like, it was that kind of stifling heat yesterday. Remember, it was rolled into Minot after a swing down Highway 2. Tioga, Stanley, and making the rounds yesterday, enjoying that. But got to Minot late in the day and just said, this is hot! My gosh, it was into the 90s and one of those just summer days where you said, man alive. I'll tell you, a lot better than 40 below, though. That's my take. 66 at this hour in Tioga with the cloudy skies. And in the valley, we're looking at You're making a lot of noise there, Steve. You realize that?
Yeah,
Steve's fighting with a printer right now. Fargo is 73 degrees at this hour. But
technology, it's like that Twittery thingy.
Some sun peeking out there, so it's not too terrible. Lakes Country of Minnesota at this hour. I know you want to know that, right? Because you're planning on a lake weekend, 72 and sunny up there.
Actually, I'm going to be up at Turtle Days in Turtle Lake tomorrow.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah, the turtle races. Actually, have turtle races.
Here's the Washington Post this morning. House Republican leaders successfully pulled their party back from the brink of a second legislative embarrassment in as many weeks, passing a stripped-down version of the farm bill with the narrowest of majorities. The win on the House floor comes on the heels after the first farm bill failure, a loss largely attributed to the revolt against leadership by five dozen Republicans who voted against it. Hoping to avoid owning the political consequences of killing a bill that provides subsidies to farmers across the country, GOP leaders, led by House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, decided to pull the food stamp provisions out of the legislation to attract more Republicans to vote for it. It worked. Just a dozen Republicans bolted this time around, a measure of party unity that allowed the bill to pass despite the fact that not a single Democrat voted for the legislation. Despite today's victory, the farm bill faces a very uncertain future. The legislation could now head to a conference committee where the differences between the House and Senate versions of the measure will be tried to be worked out. Of course, it remains to be seen whether the Senate will agree to a conference committee if the House can't pass the food stamp provision. And even if a conference committee can find common ground between the two bills, there's absolutely no guarantee House Republicans can find a majority to support the final package. All of that is, of course, in the future. For today, Cantor, House Speaker John Boehner, House Majority Whip Kevin McCarthy proved they could deliver on a promise, an ability to severely compromise that has been severely compromised over the first 6 months.
I find it rather ironic that all the finger pointing, because the Senate was, everything's on the House. You got to get the House done.
Even the governor.
You got to get the farm bill done.
Everybody.
They made no mention of the nutrition side of this, but they all pointed their fingers at the House. You got to get a farm bill done. It's all on you. If there's no farm bill, now they passed one. Now what's going to happen?
Well, now they're belly aching. Oh, you don't care about poor people.
No,
you want people to starve. You know, food. No,
that, that's a different bill. And you were complaining we weren't getting a farm bill done. We did. Now it's in your court.
The bottom. What's
your real agenda?
Yeah, I agree. Well, I hope it does at least expose a little more of the agenda. I think it takes the political heat off the House, and in the case of North Dakota, Kevin Cramer, because they passed it, right? They passed the farm bill. They did exactly as you said. They answered the criticism. They got it done. They addressed it. Now, whether one passes or not, whether it goes to the conference committee, still is unseen, but I don't think you put that back on the House. They'll try.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
The administration's going to put it back on, or can't put it back on the House. The Senate can't put it back on the House. They did what people were screaming for and what needed to be done. Take care of the family farmer and rancher here in the United States. Okay, there's a farm bill now.
For the life of me, when this country is broke, it is in fiscal just absolutely disorder, right?
That's why we live in North Dakota.
Which is great, but the financial condition in the United States is not good. And the criticism coming from Heidi Heitkamp and other Democrats, we'll hear from one later in the program today, Roger Johnson, National Farmers Union, of Republicans, for suggesting a 3% cut in a food stamp program.
Which isn't actually a net cut.
No, it's what they would do is actually use the 3% to reform the program and say, okay, if you're a felon, you don't get food stamps. Or, you know, hey, wait a minute, maybe we ought to move the income levels down. Whatever, it's reform. But let them say it's a 3% cut. You can't find 3% in a program that's doubled in 6 years? Doubled!
Yeah.
I mean, it is outrageous. Which, by the way, politically speaking, that's why Republicans are just horrible. They should be able to make that case better.
The one thing that's never been addressed about this and the proponents of the food nutrition programs, and it was in their benefit, actually, to keep it tied to the farm bill at this point, because now there's transparency and it's a little bit easier to be under the microscope with the food nutrition programs, which there are some great programs in there. There are some outstanding programs in there, and it does a good service. But just like any other part of government, there's a lot of waste and there's a lot of pork. You can cut some of that. You can do it more efficiently, especially when we're looking at an economy and a government that's broke.
Yeah,
we're not healthy yet.
And by the way, the farm bill did provide savings. It's $2 billion in actual cuts. The direct payments are gone. I mean, there is reform in the actual farm bill.
Here's the other side of this nobody looks at.
Farmers ponied up.
If you don't take care of the farm bill and take care of the farmers, What's that going to do, potentially? Raise the cost of food. What happens when the cost of food raises? Well, guess what? All those nutrition programs you're funding just got really expensive.
Yeah, exactly. I had an argument with a guy yesterday in Stanley who just said, all that farm program is nothing but, you know, stuff for rich farmers. You know, and I mean, what's your definition of rich? Obviously, the balance sheets of farmers are strong. They got a lot of equipment. But again,
it's not a cash business. It's not money in the bank.
Plus, I mean, farmers are doing great here. They really are. And but the point is,
go back 10 years.
We
how
have,
are they doing?
We have a world market. It is cyclical, and you know, it's you know. But I do believe that the farm program has properly recognized everything needs a reduction. And when there are $2 billion in cuts, the direct payments are gone. There is reform there. So they did their part.
You have to make hay when you can make hay. Pointing your finger at a farmer or a rancher and saying, well, look how much money you're making. You're flush now. You go back 10 years. That balance sheet wasn't the same 10 years ago. They were struggling.
It's a national security issue, too. I mean, it simply is. The Zimmerman trial is wrapping up. It will consume.
That may turn into a national security issue if you listen to the sheriff's departments down in Florida.
Can you believe that we now know the U.S. Justice Department paid to send people down there to go stir up the race issue? Should that happen in the United States of America? This is absolutely crazy.
It's like the Corps of Engineers building up projects so they have a job next year.
I mean, I will admit to spending probably less than a half an hour in total on the, you know, in my own bandwidth at this, but when I saw the initial reports of the condition of George Zimmerman's head and, you know, the who was on top and who wasn't, I pretty much knew all I needed to know. But it's amazing how it's consumed us. One listener here says, my take on the Zimmerman trial, not only is this a race bait issue, stressing that Zimmerman is a white Hispanic, which I'd never heard before, but this incessant push to find him guilty when the evidence is so deep in his favor is appalling. I think this push is to promote gun control again. If Zimmerman is found guilty, two things will happen. One, the administration can point out we need more gun control because the average citizen is not responsible enough to carry a weapon. And two, it'll put the fear in everyone who does carry that if they use their weapon, even in self-defense, they could be tried and convicted of murder. That would put a serious damper on guns in this country. Is that guy normal or is he nuts?
I think he's normal.
And a debate on the farm bill in What's on Your Mind straight ahead for a Friday edition. So get ready to go. See you, Steve.
Rock and roll.
Be back in a half hour right here. Sports next. Don't go away.
You're listening to What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson is a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've looked high and low. You think you've tried it all, and you still have yet to say, wow, I love how I'm feeling now. Imagine being able to eliminate a lot of your supplements and being able to get results all from one source that's been overmarketed, oversold, and underdelivered. The difference between this one supplement and all the others can be vast, and that difference will determine if you come alive or remain burdened. Call this free recorded message at 866-844-1047. That's 866-844-1047.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm looking at some photos of a storm that was rolling through western North Dakota last night. West of South Hart, south of Dickinson. Whew! It looks like a painting. It's like something out of a movie. I'm not sure what.
I went driving out to Medora one time and saw the greatest fireworks display in the sky I'd ever seen. It was 360 degrees all around, just exploding thunder and lightning everywhere. Where my wife and I went out there and were just astounded. It was so beautiful.
It is. I mean, there's no other way to say that. It's just absolutely. The kids always give me a bad time when I look at the sky and say, "Look, that's postcard perfect." now they point up and say, "Dad, is that one postcard worthy? What do you think?" But I'm hard pressed. Sunny, cloudy, you know, anytime, not to look at the sky and just say, "Come on, is there anything more beautiful than that?" You know.
So, like God I said, that dreamed up sky. It was really a cool thing.
Absolutely. Especially the sunrise or the sunset. I mean, those are really special times of the day, but just all the time. I'm looking out right now. I just looking to the north. It's beautiful. It just really is. That's a picture.
And it's always changing. The shades of blue and grays and blues and purples and magentas. The incredible range of color. And then when you throw in a rainbow or a double rainbow that's got tinges of green on top of it, you just about got it made. All the colors of the spectrum have somehow or sometime appear in the sky.
Here's my advice for a Friday. Don't ever take it for granted. It's so easy to just not recognize all those little, little everyday things that can become, you know, so routine that you forget just how awesome they are.
You know, I've got to tell you just a tiny little chaplain moment. I was on my way to preach in the Indian reservation in Red Lake. Indian reservation, and I was running late, I was depressed, I wasn't happy with my sermon, and I was just driving along, and all of a sudden, I just said a little prayer, and just like that, I realized it was a gorgeous, absolutely magnificent day. I had been driving along in a cloud of my own making. My own attitude had darkened the sky, Scott. It was a profound epiphany. Praise God, and all of a sudden, look and see the roses and the sky, and totally, you can really tell, folks, if you're too downtrodden, if you're too upset, too stressed to look up and revel in the sky, just stop and thank and praise God. Count your blessings, and pretty soon you'll notice, hey, it's another beautiful day in spite of what I'm going through.
Yeah, exactly right. I do that occasionally when I just listen, you know, and yes. The birds chirping away. It's hard to hear birds chirping and not smile. Unless it's about 4:30 in the morning and you want to wake up at 5, you know.
Or it's a crow.
we had some early morning birds out our bedroom window one morning. It was making Maria and I a little kooky at the early hours of the morning when they were chirping away. But it's hard not to listen to those birds chirping. Those are the kind of things I think you can easily take for granted. So anyway, allow us a little moment to just remind you to look around and see all of God's beauty everywhere amongst us. It's pretty cool. That was not a way to delay talking about the Twins, because we have no bad news to report on the Twins last night since they were traveling to New York, right? They were off last night.
Well, that's because they lost in the middle of the day.
Oh, was it an afternoon game? Was that the deal?
They lost four straight to the Rays. Fabulous Matt Moore won his 13th game, will be an all-star, jumping around like a kangaroo. Twins lost 4-3. They have now lost 11 of 12, even though Mauer got three hits. They are, I would say, floundering would be fair. Floundering.
And the cries are increasing for the removal of Ron Gardenhire. You think something's going to happen?
It's, you know, when you think you put this streak on top of the 10 and zip streak, they got to say you have to be creative enough to break some of these horrible streaks that go on. You got a lot of good players. You know, there's Hicks looks like he's waking up. Thielbar, we've got a lot of young kids that are showing some real spunk. Some of the old timers are, and we've got Willingham hurt. Morneau is not hitting for power. Decent, you know, really, really struggling. Former MVP. It's very frustrating.
Now the danger here is the Yankees. Well, they've won seven of their last 10, so they're in a bit of a hot streak. But they need to win. I mean, they're for the Yankees, they're a ways back. Boston, Tampa Bay, Baltimore ahead of them in the American League East. So
we get to play the Yankees for the next three games, and
exactly.
Jeter has come back from Jeter came back from a long time injury to his Achilles and gets a whack last night, twinged something. He may or may not start tonight, but Jeter really adds a whole new dimension to the Yanks. He is something.
Was there any silver lining? You usually try to find one in yesterday's game.
Three hits from Mauer. You know, you can go and watch the Twins just to watch the greatest hitting catcher of all time. For average, there's never been one that is hit like Joe Mauer and won three batting titles. It's never happened before. And the reason is that the squatting and the position of being a catcher takes such wear and tear that some catchers go out of the chute with a high batting average, but by the end of the 162 game season, they're pretty wore down. So he gets a lot of shots at some DH, and that keeps him viable. But what a great and awesome hitter! And we got, you know, we Hicks running into the wall, making circus catches. They're a great, great team to watch. They've just been losing. You know, two of the games they lost were 4-3. They were ahead. In three of the four games, we're actually ahead, so it's frustrating, but I love it.
Do you watch the All-Star game?
I do. I do. You know, it's really important because the winner of the All-Star game determines home field advantage for the championship of either the National American League, and the Twins won in the seventh game, you know, their last World Series championship.
So you'll watch. That's next week, by the way. And I bet Ron Gardenhire will be holding his breath the entire All-Star break. Sometimes a change is made in that break.
But, you know, he can't be happy. This is so frustrating. He's a really good man, good with kids. But it just ain't working. So something that is working in Minnesota is Whalen and Wright again. This duo is keeping the Lynx in first place. Whalen got 23 points, and Kevin Durant's girlfriend, Monica Wright, popped in 22, and they won again. They're a really good team. And even though the Red Hawks lost yesterday, they are still in first place by 3.5 games. Looks like the Wolves team is finding some shape. Rednar started every single game. He was just Mr. Steady, a great player. But they traded him. But we've got this big, tall Martin who has averaged 20-plus points per game in five of his nine seasons in the NBA. He came off the bench for the Thunder, averaging 14. He will definitely be a starter, and he averages 42.6 a game from beyond three. So 6'7", Martin looks like a real addition. And another big guy, Turiaf, we're going to get him. He was a part-time player for the L.A. Clippers, but he's big and strong, and we got him. And the big question is, can we re-sign Pekovic, Nikolai, the big hoss that really blossomed with Love's absence? I think that the Wolves are putting together a really nice-looking ball club.
A little silver lining in Minnesota sports land.
Yeah. Got to find. Oh, and there's a guy I love. He won Masters Sunday, happened to be on Easter Sunday. He said he was walking along with Jesus. Zach Johnson won his only green coat. He is leading the John Deere Classic. He got a 64 first round leader, Zach Johnson, one of my three or four very favorite golfers on earth.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Senior opens, the U.S. Senior Open is down in Omaha this weekend, too. Names like Kenny Perry and Marco Mira and Tom Lehman, Fred Funk. I always love the Senior Open.
You know, just a great bunch of heritage. Wonderful old guys that Corey Pavin. I mean, it's a wonderful all-star list. Folks just love going to see them. They're lighter. They've learned how to deal with stress. They've already made it. They've got their legacy. They got their great 501c3s, their charities. You know, most of them are heroes. We got J. Don Blake is leading right now, but Kenny Perry's right up there, and Tom Lehman's tied as well.
Michael Allen. Yeah. Now, here's some names, too, a little further down the leaderboard. Rocco Mediate. I love these names. Corey Pavin, you mentioned. Tom Watson. Duffy Waldorf. Tom Kite.
Yeah.
He's only three back right now.
Wouldn't it be fun to go watch these great old Mark Calcavecchia, you know?
Larry Mize. Freddie Couples. I love Fred Couples. Always.
Just love him.
Yeah.
These are great gentlemen of the game, and boy, do they know stuff. The only thing, they can't hit it quite as far, and maybe the nerves on the greens are not quite as great, but they know the fundamentals of golf like nobody else. They're just beautiful, but they got this great attitude. And when you think what they've done, they've taken this game to where the average little tournament is $6 million, and they're on their second billion for charity. They have found the secret sauce, and wherever they go, they do amazing things for the community, for a sense of civic spirit, and it's fun.
Mark Calcavecchia, remember him?
Yeah, I sure do.
There's another one.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun looking through that leaderboard list. All right, anything else you want to slip in here before we close the book on sports for the day?
I think that's it as far as the sports go today, except that the Yanks, pray for the Twins. They got to play the Yanks three straight before the All-Star break. Wouldn't it be nice to reverse this? It's like they're being chased by a steamroller down a hill, the way they've been playing lately. And the Yanks are no place to end up for three games. But they, you know, anything is possible. They're all pros. Anybody can be anybody on a given night. I hope it's tonight.
Friday, Common Sense Club. What you got planned?
Oh, we're gonna actually have a guest from a fabulous art festival in our signal from Tioga out in Sydney, Montana. It's kind of a fun thought. The first guest from Sydney. You know, we really strong signal out there, and we're going to talk about Teddy Roosevelt's visit to and the book anniversary of the Teddy Roosevelt book. Teddy Roosevelt impersonator is going to be on with us, and
oh, he's awesome.
Honor some vets today, and it's going to be a little bit of Medora Day, a little bit of Western North Dakota Day, but then we're going to come back. You know, we're going to spend time on the Farm Bill. Hank Carrillaby has decided that he wants to have a tank in his yard. He wants to have equivalent firepower to the federal government. So Hank is going to talk about what it means to infringe the right to bear arms today. He's from Happy, Texas. He's going to be a guest on the show as well.
We might have to draw a line at a tank.
Well, that's what he wants, though. I mean,
is that anywhere in our Second Amendment?
Yeah, I think he thinks it is.
To bear tanks?
Right to bear arms of any kind. That's his whole point, and he's indignified, you know. But he's got a cheerful heart. He lives in Happy, Texas. You can't get too upset when that happens.
No. How could you go wrong in Happy, Texas?
No.
Tom, my good man. Good chatting with you as always. Mark Scogerbo, have a fabulous weekend. He'll be back Monday with us on the What's On Your Mind preview hour, as well as the Common Sense Club. Take a break. More after this. Don't go away.
We're talking today with Kathy Nesset of Nesset Consulting Service, providing experienced, top-quality well-signed geology and geosteering services from Tioga, the oil capital of North Dakota. Kathy, tell us a little bit about the history of your company.
Well, I came to North Dakota in 1979 and incorporated in 1980. My husband and I started Nesset Consulting Service as an oil field consulting business. Primarily right now, we are well site geology and mud logging services. Basically, what we're doing is companies will call and ask for a mud logging, a well site geology geosteering crew. And what we do with that is we then provide the services and line up a two-man crew or two-woman crew. And we put the guys and the equipment out there, and they stay for the duration of the drilling the well. So they live on site, and we support them through this office here in Tioga.
For more, go to nessetconsulting.com or call them in Tioga at 701-664-1492. And you'll find the link to Nesset Consulting Service
at BakkenBeacon.com. Hardly a day passes without somebody calling to say, thanks for telling me about that great product that gets rid of smells. That's why StopSmellNow.com is a new, improved, easy-to-remember website for this great product, or call 855-800-ODOR. StopSmellNow.com or 855-800-ODOR. Here's Daryl to tell you why it works so great.
What it is we use the power of chlorine dioxide. Chlorine dioxide has been around for 100 years, but there's no way to produce it in a confined space. Our company designed it to produce it in a small confined space, and it destroys the odor permanently. It does not mask it. It eliminates it permanently. Like you said, a rotting meat in a freezer, we've had customers call us and give rave reviews. They put the product in. A day later, there's no smell in there again. It's gone.
We have a great deal for you. If you use the promo code SCOTT, you get 10% off your order and free shipping. 855-800-ODOR. 855-800-ODOR. Or go to the website, StopSmellNow.com, to order.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
I'm live at the Cape Fire Studios in Bismarck today, which is a hot spot, as it was yesterday, 79 degrees. Everywhere else around the state, it's either 72 or 73, everywhere. I'm looking at Grand Forks and the Air Force Base. I'm looking at Devil's Lake. I'm looking at Minot. I'm looking at Stanley, Tioga, Dickinson, Henninger, Wahpeton, 72 this hour, 73 in Fargo. 73 Jamestown. So, anyway, it's just tell you about the forecast here. Get you through the weekend. It's going to be another nice day. It's summer, which is kind of nice. Here's what our forecast looks like for today in the valley. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, partly sunny and hot, high near 90 today. South-southwest wind at 9 to 17, gusts as high as 24, chance of precip 50%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch, except higher in thunderstorms, obviously. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 69. West-northwest wind at 5 to 7, becoming east-northeast after midnight, 60% chance of precip tonight. Tomorrow, some showers and thunderstorms scattered after 1 o'clock, partly sunny otherwise, high near 86. The heat index we dust off for tomorrow. Heat index values as high as 96. Get that humidity and that temperature combining for, I guess, the reverse of the wind chill, right? East-southeast wind 6 to 9.
So nice light breeze, but it's going to be hot. Part of the reason you get the heat index. Saturday night, then scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, low about 69. And Sunday, some showers, some thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 85. Sunday night, showers and thunderstorms, likely mostly cloudy, low around 68. Up in the oil patch, today, a chance of showers, mainly before 10 a.m., partly sunny with a high near 84. Tonight, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m., partly cloudy with a low around 56. Saturday, 40% chance of showers, thunderstorms, partly sunny, 82 tomorrow. Saturday night, Tioga, Newtown, Stanley, Ray, Williston, looking at some showers and thunderstorms, 40% chance, mostly cloudy, about 55 for a low. Sunday, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1, partly sunny at a high near 77. Warm temps, so when we do get the showers, we're getting the heating units right behind them. Great for this growing season to recover a little bit after all that rain to start things off. Coming up on the program, we call What's On Your Mind. We'll be taking your calls, questions, and comments. Who's normal? Who's nuts in this farm debate? You tell us. And we're about to go into all jury watch mode all the time for the Zimmerman-Trayvon Martin trial. Are you paying attention? Do you care? Do you have an opinion on it? Let us know. Big question is whether you think the House was right to split the nutrition program from the Farm Bill. We'll be joined by a representative of the National Farmers Union. Roger Johnson was going to join us, the president of the National Farmers Union, the North Dakota guy, and he's sick today. So he's got his VP of Government Relations subbing for him. And then Darren Bass, the research fellow in Ag Studies at the Heritage Foundation. So we're going to talk about that with both sides of that issue. By and large, the Heritage Foundation is not a fan of the farm program. Obviously, the Farmers Union is. While we're a fan of the farm program, especially with the reforms that are in this bill, that's something a lot of folks forget. $2 billion in actual cuts, reductions to farm subsidies, and an end of direct payments, something that's been controversial over the years. So there's quite a bit of reform in this farm bill. Now the new controversy is the separation of the farm bill, which is actual farm programs, from the nutrition programs, the food stamps. The farm bill, I don't know why they call it the farm bill, because 80% of it is food stamps and nutrition programs for the poor. So the separation of those two has the left hyperventilating. So we're going to seek the wisdom of the plains to sort this one out today on the program. A couple of the normal or nuts questions we're going to toss around. Grand Forks considering allowing swimming in the Red River. If you know anything about the Red River, that's scary. I read a disturbing story yesterday about how New York City schools handing young girls the morning after pill without any consent from the parents. The only way they involve the parents is if the parents send a letter to say, oh, by the way, if my daughter would happen to ask for that pill, I want to know about it. To sort of opt in. Otherwise, they hand them out. And I forget the numbers, but it is staggering. Can you believe that? In some cases, you can't give a student an aspirin without calling the parents, but you can a morning after pill. My gosh. The judge in the Zimmerman case, pressured by the Obama administration. No kidding. What is going on there? Why would the Obama administration be pressuring the judge in this case involving, the other staggering story out of that, we now know the U.S. Justice Department, again, your tax dollars, our federal government, paid for protesters to go down there and protest, stir up a race battle. Incredible. Anyway, so we'll tackle that and much more, all on the program we call What's On Your Mind, with your calls, questions, comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Let's get rolling to chat. Solve the problems of the day. What's on your mind? Straight ahead.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.